Yet she could not take her eyes away. Her sword had put a chaos where he was. Though Stenwald had not needed her father's protestations of magic to know that she could not have meant the man any harm. That itself was a tragedy, but Stenwald knew that it was the injury to Tynesa's foster sister that cut deepest. The grief inflicted on Che, that marvel of innocence and foolishness, who would never again be quite the same. Tynesa shuddered, and Stenwald as much as saw her think, "I have now severed her from me for always." "This war is not finished with its casualties," Stenwald murmured. He was thinking about Sperra again, his thoughts returning and returning to the moment when the Sarnesh soldiers had brought out the little Flykinden's tortured form. Sperra, who was walking now, even flying a little, but who would never forget what had been done to her. "Our dire allies. We do not even need the wasps to maim us when we can harm ourselves." "Tynesa," he began. "No," she said. "I don't care what you want, Sten. I can't go out there again. I'm not safe now. I don't want to do it anymore."
"Tizimon has explained to me what happened.
My father has simply invented something to make himself feel better." She glared round at him. "Don't tell me you believe it."
"I believe that he truly believes it, and he knows more about such things than I." Stenwald shrugged. "Tynesa, you've been to the shrine on Parosyal."
"That was different. They drugged me and I saw visions, hallucinations."
He stared down at his hands. "I used to think the way you do. But I've now seen so much. There is more to life than just the things we can see. A chaos would say the same, of course."
"Much good it did him."
"Tynesa, will you come with me to the council?"
"No," she said. "I'm sorry, Sten, but I can't. I can't trust myself anymore.